I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 3 o'clock. We are now going to get the show on the road here. So, Stanley Cup, Florida Panthers go back-to-back. Oh, Connor McDavid. I do feel bad for him, but that's not the topic. I want to ask Wings fans something. I need the hockey elite. What can we learn from the Florida Panthers? What can Steve Yzerman learn? Because when you really look at the construct of the team, one thing kind of jumps out as you begin doing a little bit of a deep dive into the Panthers. It's that we here in Detroit may have been sold a lie, meaning, oh, you got to build through the draft. We got to draft, develop, and sign. Only 20% of the Panthers roster was drafted by the Panthers. The Panthers are an exhibition in pro scouting, signing, and trading. And
yeah, that was a great stat that you gave.
Well, me, I mean, occasionally I give you a few. But Rico, the reality is it lines up with this summer because there's duality to this. What can you learn from the Panthers, who are now, it's so odd in the NHL, the third back-to-back champion since 2016. There are three back-to-back champions and 2 years in between each where somebody else got a chance. But it's also what can Yzerman do, or if anything, to win you back? Because, look, watching the Panthers and Oilers, you're watching a different sport. It's a different planet. What I would comp it to is like when I watch Michigan State football and then Saturday night we're in Death Valley and it's LSU and Ole Miss. It's a different sport. It's a different world. So I took away from it that my biggest issue with Yzerman has been, well, there's a multitude of them, but the pro scouting's been egregious. It's been awful. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something you can take from the Panthers. But part two is going to be, okay, it's Wednesday, June 18th. The offseason in earnest, the planning, all of it, it starts now. So what, if anything, can Yzerman do to get you back, to win you back? Only you guys can answer these. 248-539-9797. I mean, where are you at on this? Do you need bold fireworks, star power? What is it that's going to get you back, if anything? I mean, look, again, yeah. Wings, bottom five Stanley Cup odds next year. Year seven of a rebuild.
I mean, it's a little bit of a chicken or the egg type of thing, Mike, because I'm going to say you got to go out and you got to be bold and you got to bring in some players,
plural,
that can help flip this thing around and maybe be willing to jettison some of the guys that you thought were going to be your cornerstone pieces. But after a while, you realize you're building your house on sand. It's just not a good way to go. Because when you look at this team, I mean, you when you watch the Panthers and you just see, it's like you hear the term, you know, they got a culture. Like the Wings back in the day used to have that swagger that, yeah, nobody's going to beat us. Even when you beat them, they still had that swagger. This team just kind of meanders out there and just let's hope we win this game and let's hope we go to the playoffs and let's hope instead of we will. I need some players in here that are going to say, no, that way of thinking, no more. We're going to win. We're going to do this. I need players who can help elevate the players around them and get them better. So that's on Stevie, and it goes back to your pro scouting. You need to find the people who can elevate all the other pieces that you have around them, because that's what the championship teams are about. Regardless of the sport, if you have the right leadership in place, everybody else kind of falls in line, because you know what? We used to do it that way, but I kind of like what he's saying. Let's try his way instead. I need stars.
Well, it's also, I mean, look, you look at how Florida gets some of these things done with their, I mean, it's kind of cheating, to be honest with you, with the whole.
The loophole
with the long-term IL and the whole thing. And you basically get two high-quality players out of ether. They've made big trades. I mean, they acquired Tkachuk that way. Yes, I mean, they drafted Barkov, and they've drafted a couple of their guys, Ekblad being one of them. But they acquired Bobrovsky. They acquired Tkachuk. They acquired Marchand. They make these moves. They acquired Sam Bennett. It is one team is able to get good players by means other than drafting, and one team isn't. That's my biggest takeaway. That for all the credit, if you want to give Steve credit for drafting, do it. I'm not going to fight you on it anymore, even though I really don't know what I'm supposed to care about. But what you must do on the other end of it is you have to hold his feet to the fire for having arguably the worst pro scouting department and execution of pro scouting in the entire sport. Oh, yeah. Argue it. Look at the deals you signed. Look at the trades you make. Tarasenko, yeah. Mrazek, Hall, Petrie, Kopp.
Yeah.
I mean, you want me to keep going? So I want to hear from Wings fans because, look, maybe you tuned out. Maybe you didn't watch Stanley Cup. Maybe you didn't bother with the playoffs. Fine enough. What can Yzerman do to get you back? What do you want this summer to be? I'm with Rico on this. This has to be something over the top, because I just don't see a scenario where they kind of stay steady and flourish and become this unbelievable team. I don't see it.
Go ahead, David.
I'm sorry.
That's the thing, Mike. I look at it in comparison to what Trajan Langdon did. And we didn't think those moves were going to be significant enough to put them in the spot that they ended up in. We're in year 7 of Yzerman. I cannot another year say, well, you know, these smaller moves, let's see what happens with this. And maybe I can't do that. I need something big,
David,
for me
I'm
to be
you.
Back.
I'm with you, because he had an opportunity to do the smaller moves and they didn't work out. Trajan came in one year, his smaller moves took them from a laughing stock to in the playoffs, and now we expect a bolder move. Steve's been doing those moves, smaller ones, and they just, I mean, I get what the best one was, what, Patrick Kane? That's probably, yes, but.
I love how there's a question mark at the end of that.
I'm playing Kenny right
probably
now.
Probably, yes.
I need more now. I need something. And because this team is so bad, and you heard, you got the 6 worst odds to win the Stanley Cup, you're going to almost need Steve's going to have to go out and find his Pudge Rodriguez, some guy that just says, you know what? I believe in you, Steve. I'll flip this team
That's
around.
That's the other problem I have, though. And look at Ekblad, right? Wings are one of the 3 finalists for Ekblad, according to EJ Raddick. Oh, and he's a Northville kid. Why does anyone we get here have to have some folksy Amish backstory? Oh, he's a Northville kid.
Because he's going to give you the hometown discount.
Oh, he grew up in Garden City. DGAF. What was the point of getting Yzerman if the only people in the player pool were those who grew up here playing for the Little Caesars Junior program or went to U of M? Like, what is... You know what I need? Here's what I need for Steve. I need Steve to drop the 35,000-pound bomb the U.S. has and drop it on his roster. Pay to get Tarasenko out of here. Attach a pick to Andrew Kopp. Get his ass out of here. Bold trade. Huge signing. I mean, something. Rico, think about this. Tarasenko, Kopp, Mrazek. That's like 16 million in recycling
money. Yeah, pretty much. And guys, the reason why we're doing this, because yesterday when we ranked out our GM slash presidents, he was the consensus last. There were arguments over one, over two, over three. Then there was the Grand Canyon, and then there was Iserman. He was so far that nobody put him even at three. So what does he have to do to get out of that basement and to get himself relevant with every other GM in this city? Because they've all made moves. Look, Brad Holmes went out there and drafted stars. Like he did. His earlier drafts, he went out there and he got the cornerstone of this team. And he said that we're arguing over whether he should get a rush edge to take him over the top. You know, Trajan made the little moves, but his little moves worked. Scott Harris, they're just out there working voodoo, but it's working. They made a run, and now they got the best record in baseball.
Well, you can also make a case. They have the best farm system.
Yeah.
They're good at every level. They have coveted prospects. Scott Harris deserves a lot of credit for that stuff. I can't name what Steve Yzerman has done well. And, guys, it's up to you. Or is it choice B? Are you so turned off by Yzerman in the wings, you just don't care? Hey, play it whatever way you want. I think right now, the day after the Stanley Cup and watching the Florida Panthers win it again, the stat I gave you, I think it highlights pro scouting is at the that forefront of doing this.
Great stat.
You tell me. I mean, Rico and I, it's easy for us to sit here and just go, I need a nuclear bomb. I need Yzerman to basically be like one of the Jersey Housewives and flip a table right on his roster. Yeah.
I need it to be one of those when you get that text or when you get that notification, you got to pull your car over if you're driving. Yeah. I need, wait. What just happened here? You got who? You traded for what?
I think it's a collection of people adding, and I also think it's time he pays to get rid of some people. I mean, hell, if you attached a two to get rid of Wallman, do what you got to do to get rid of Kopp. Do what you got to do to get rid of Petrie. Do what you got to do to get rid of Tarasenko.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
So I've asked a couple of questions. Panthers win the Stanley Cup. What can we learn from them? I think it's the value of pro scouting. I think it's a complete lie, and I think it's actually offensive when GMs do this in all sports, the draft, develop, sign thing. The reality is if you want to get great, not good, and you want to win it all, you're never going to be able to do it all in-house. And the Panthers, the secret to the sauce for them, only 20% of the guys on that team were drafted. They traded and acquired the rest, and they're damn good at it. What is it, Bill Zito or whatever the hell his name is? Like, look at the Wings, pro scouting, and look at theirs. So that was one. The other is, what, if anything, can Yzerman do to regain your trust and your faith, to get you excited about this team? Because right now, as Rico so eloquently put it, when we did the ranking of GMs yesterday, people started in with the jokes. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
We took it serious, named all four guys, and gave a case. People started calling in, and they were basically like Big Bird from Sesame Street and then Yzerman.
Yeah. Me playing Madden as a GM.
Right, GM of the Flint Firebirds, then Yzerman. It's like, it was bad yesterday. So, okay, what does he have to do? Like, I have a feeling Aaron Ekblad won't be enough. And again, if I got to have another one of these folksy, oh, he's adorable, Wyatt Roberts, Northville kid or whatever it is. Like, who cares? I got that confused last segment. I apologize. I'm in a very angry mood today. But yes, Robertson, Northville, the whole thing. Ekblad, not.
We're going to get you a chopper home.
I would just take an iced coffee at this point. But my whole idea is it would have to be an atom bomb of an offseason. Yzerman basically would have to break character from everything he is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about shipping guys out. I'm talking about major, as you put it, like the old ESPN alerts on your phone back when ESPN was a real company mm-hmm. that actually did sports. Like, that's what would get me back.
I mean, kind of like, Mike, I remember I was pulling into a parking lot when Stafford got traded. And I had to, whoa, wait a minute. Let me just park the car. Let me double check and make sure this is real. Wow, this just went down. Yeah, because as David and I said, he's had the little moves that, okay, Stevie, we trust you. Let's see you cook. Let's see what you do. But your little moves haven't done anything.
No.
So maybe kind of scrap the program, ball up that piece of paper, and let's just go big or go home. Because you've been here and we haven't seen anything. The fact that every team other than the Red Wings have gone to the playoffs and won a game or won games and you haven't, that should be the driving force of you're the worst team in Detroit professionally. And that's not me being mean. That's just facts.
Ekblad's from Windsor. That's all it is. Only players we sign. You got to pray to God they're from around here. Is that what we're doing?
Went to Michigan.
David, what did the ticket texters have to say? You tell me.
I am so checked out on Yzerman and the Wings. I just don't care. My LCA money goes to the Pistons until it turns around.
All right, so there's one who says there's nothing he can do. He's checked out.
This is another person says, what I want is to see Hall, Comper, Kopp, and Tarasenko and the like gone. That may get me back.
Well, I think that has to be part of the calculus of this. I don't think it could just be an offseason of adding. I think Yzerman has to identify some of the mistakes that have been made, and he's going to pay dearly to get rid of them. And it'll be a Wallman situation again, except these guys actually stink.
Trade Larkin, make a statement. He's not a captain. He would be a great Robin to a Batman. That would get me back. They need to add a strong culture, setters. It starts there. This team, even as bars between the GM and the captain, you need those experienced culture drivers to transform the locker room. The Wings need to model after the Panthers with size and physicality. It's why Bennett and Ekblad are my top two targets. Yes, I'm looking at you, Larkin.
And it's funny, they got Bennett for basically nothing. Pro scouting. It's just, it's, there has to be a change there. And the pro scouting, when you look at the signings and the trades at the pro level, not the drafting, it's bottom three in the league. Go look at it. So we can get to the people. I appreciate it, David. See where everybody's at. Tony's up next, 97.1. Tony, what's going on, bud?
Hey, fellas, first-time caller here. The reason I'm calling is because of your asinine remarks about this Yzerman deal. Here's the deal. Hockey's a different game than the NBA, the MLB. You just watched Edmonton. What do you want the Wings to do? Go out and make one or two big splashes? Edmonton just got their brakes beat off with the two best players in the entire world.
In the Stanley Cup final back-to-back years while you can't get off your own toilet seat. Great comp, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, this is what you guys want. You want big splashes.
Yes, to make the Stanley Cup finals, Tony? Let me get this straight. Your angle is to tell me that I'm supposed to be embarrassed that the Oilers made the finals and they ran into a wagon? That's your angle?
Well, they're not going to win a cup in the next 5 years here, bud. You guys don't know hockey. You guys talk out of your butt all day long about this, and you don't even understand what it takes from a developmental standpoint into the show as to how to get guys ready. Also, Chris Draper runs the pro scouting.
Yeah, and he sucks.
I don't know where you're deferring the blame to.
He sucks. Your pro scouting sucks. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, hard guy.
It does suck.
Okay, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but yet I'm right. Which is it?
You two suck worse at talking about hockey.
Okay, good.
No understanding of how it's
right. You're right. You're right. Even though you just agreed with the tenet of my entire argument, put your other hand on the wheel and off of your ball bag. Have a good day. So you can't say, now I got that. You can't say you don't know what you're talking about when you agree with everything I just said. Then your other angle was this.
This is right here, yes.
No, because here's my other problem. While his hand was on his shift knob, what do you want him to do? Be like Edmonton? What do you mean, and make back-to-back cup finals? They came up short. They lost the game 7 last year. Your comp is that what? Somehow Edmonton is this egregiously awful thing because they ran into what? A modern dynasty? Tone, try again. Try a different day part. The whole you don't know puck thing is lame. It's lame. Because here's the bottom line. This is what Wings Nerd does. If you critique God, you don't know puck. This was the same angle that people like Tony took on PK Subban. When Subban trashed Yzerman, well, he doesn't know puck. That's kind of a problem, being that he was a high-level player for the better part of a decade.
Correct. No, and the fact that he said, well, you know, look at, you know, Edmonton, the Oilers, they had these star players and they lost. As you, you said it first.
I mean, the finals.
They lost in the final, and last year they lost in game 7. So, yeah, because at that point, we're talking about what's that one move that Yzerman needs to make to get them over the top the way we talk about the Lions right now. Nobody says that, man, this team sucks. No, it's what can you do to win the title because you're so close?
Here's the other problem, too. there's a myriad of problems with Tony's call. This whole idea that the NHL is just so much more different than every other sport, it's really not. Now, I will agree with you, it's different than the NFL.
And they don't pay people. That's why it's different.
No, 1,000% different than the NFL and a turnaround. But to suggest it's that different from baseball, it's not. Your levels of the minor leagues.
I was about to say, the comp is baseball.
It is, and it's hard to do. But we're in year 7. Your pro scouting sucks. You called a radio show to say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You made a god-awful point with Edmonton. Then you agreed with my point about pro scouting. Not quite sure what the issue is.
Yeah, I was wondering where he was going with Draper. I thought he was going to defend him, and he was like, well, no, it's not. But we just didn't know.
Yeah, and it's not deferring blame. Yzerman runs the show.
Right.
Yzerman doesn't take orders from anyone. He rubber stamps every move. So it is laid bare at his feet.
But I don't think you can compare the Wings to the Oilers because that is, I'm sorry. For somebody who doesn't know puck, that makes no sense because, yes, you're not going to get angry because a team lost in back-to-back Stanley Cup. Just to a team that's, you know what, a mini dynasty right now. They're one win away from actually being a dynasty, three in a row.
Yeah, I'm not. And again, the asinine comment of him being the worst GM in the city. Really? Well, let's take stock of the other franchises. The Pistons went from 14 to 40-plus wins and almost beat the Knicks in the playoffs. The Lions are the kings of the city. And Scott Harris has the Tigers with the best record in baseball. Where would you have me put Iserman, T-Bone? Where would you have me put him?
And if I'm correct, I think Iserman had a two-year head start on all of them.
But again, hockey is things and stuff.
Right, David? He had a two-year head start.
I think you're right.
He had a two-year head start on all those other teams.
I have no problem if you disagree with what I'm saying. I have a problem when you agree with what I'm saying and then you want to insult me. That's not going to work. That's just silly. 248-539-9797. Well, again, that's the defense mechanism because they can't argue the actual point that their demigod has done a terrible job. It hasn't been a good job. Argue it. 6 years, no playoffs. What should you say? Good gravy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
All right, David, give me some ticket text. We'll get back to the callers. And again, I don't have a problem. You want to disagree, but make some sense when you call. If you agree with me, the pro scouting's awful. Why are you mad at me? Like, it is what it is. David, what do the people have to say?
Here comes the Iserbots. Get lost, Tony. Someone else says, Tony has got to be one of the most embarrassing phone calls from a Wings fan I've ever heard.
I'm just thinking Tony was confused because I didn't understand comparing the Wings to the Oilers, and then we agreed on the Draper thing. And
no, look, I think
I think he was just confused.
I think Tony's probably a very nice guy. He got pissed. He got angry. And when you get angry, you start saying things, and then your brain doesn't work straight.
And then
then all of a sudden you get caught in a bear trap, and you lash out with the you don't know things and stuff.
I promise you he's in his car right now saying, you know what? I should have said that.
Look, it's fine. Okay? If he likes the way things are going, God bless. They'll be more than happy to take your money, and tickets are available. Enjoy.
Well, it's funny you say that, Rico, because the very next text was, yes, Tony sounded a little bit confused, so he agrees or disagrees with you guys. I don't know.
Okay, ask anyone if the Wings have done a good job in pro scouting in Iserman's tenure. Like, you don't have to be Boom Boom Jeffrey on to, like, know these things. Like, come on. We're not curing cancer, guys. It's sports.
Nice of Iserman's kid to call in.
No,
earlier.
Stop. You got to stop. Listen, people have a right to like the guy, and everyone wants it to work. It's about whether you wanted it to work or you still want it to work. Nobody wanted it to be this way. I don't want it to be this way. I want the Wings to be making meaningful runs in the playoffs like they used to. I want to be able to go to those games again like I used to. It's just been so bad for so long, and it doesn't feel like there's a great amount of hope. And yes, you have a couple of prospects, including Sandin Pelika, that people are very excited about. But do you think that's the difference between where you are now and meaningful runs? I don't. There's a lot more that needs to happen here. Because it's basically a roster of middle six forwards and second pairing defensemen, not named Mo Sider. Evanson's got a shot. Your goaltending, you don't have any. And before you blurt out the word Kosa, is he going to break camp with the team? He's going to play? Got benched in the playoffs down in the farm. It's just, what am I holding out hope for? Sure, Lucas Raymond can get better. Yes. Mo Sider, if he can get some support and actually get out of the zone, spend a little bit more time with his talents at the other end of the ice. Yes. But guys, tell me where I'm wrong.
Yeah, and I don't even think he likes Dylan Larkin, because I don't know what that was at the end of the year.
Well, that was radio gold is what that was.
Right, but that's your captain, and it's like, okay.
Oh. All right, we'll go to the people. We'll see what everybody's got to say. Johnny's up next, 97.1. John, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad. How you doing, Mike?
Good, John. What's on your mind?
Well, first time I ever called a radio station, because this is making me really angry. These guys ain't changing nothing. Uh-oh. Tigers, Lions, Pistons, they're changing what they do. They're evolving with the game. These guys aren't. Good old boys just hanging out, doing their thing.
So you believe we're going to get nothing this summer? You think it'll just be some B-minus signings?
Yep. They're the smartest man in the room. They're not evolving with the game. You remember Darian Hatcher back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a hold of that boy, and all of a sudden the game changed. We didn't. We just stayed the same.
John, I hope you're wrong. I'm not telling you you are. I hope you're wrong. That's all I have is hope.
I used to like watching it, but I can't.
I know. I know inevitably, John, we're going to get these phone calls about, okay, well, yep, then what do you want to do with Iserman? Look, I'm upfront about it. We're a year past the whole make the playoffs or he should be on the hot seat. The bottom line is we're at the end of the Rainbow Bridge. They either make the playoffs, take a huge step forward, or why are we doing this?
I don't care what they do. Like you've said in the past, it's an entertainment product. Entertain me. Make it worth watching. Otherwise, yep, I won't.
No, you're right. And again, John, this is the other problem I have, too. Again, it's just I'm a know-nothing idiot, but when you have the worst penalty kill not only in the history of your franchise but arguably in the history of the NHL, year six of a rebuild? Come on, man. Like, there's a lot of red flags here where you go, okay, hey, I want to believe, but they need a big summer. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to make fun of me, that's fine. But outside of saying, all right, they got to have a big summer. We need legitimate talent upgrades all over the place. Well, then what's your plan? You think playing a bunch of kids is going to lead to a meaningful run? Not likely. Not in the NHL, it's not.
No, that was probably something that you would do maybe in year two, year three, and you kind of grow with the kids, not year six or seven. Now you kind of need something established because you haven't made the playoffs.
And if anything, right, if watching the Stanley Cup Finals tells you anything, it is the value of, okay, you can draft well, but you're not going to be able to use the draft in an insular fashion. You're always going to have to add pieces. What the Panthers have done is minimize the need for drafting, maximize their pro scouting. Zito and that department have done an incredible job. Look at the acquisitions they've made. Then you comp it to the wings, which are the inverse. Let's say we go with the idea Yzerman has done this incredible job drafting. Fine. Do I think it's incredible? No. I think it's good. But work with me. So you draft really well. Your pro scouting's been awful. And where has it landed you? Because if you rely upon the drafting, linear development is not a linear process. And the best laid plans, man, young players in a man's league, that's a very difficult equation.
Right.
So, Rico, that's my whole point is Yzerman has to be responsible for the trades and signings, which to me represent two-thirds of the operation. 33% can be your drafting. The other two-thirds have got to be what NHL caliber talent are we acquiring through trade and signings?
Yep.
He's been bad.
And what are we willing to part with that's in, you know, playing at one of the other clubs that we own that we can move and parlay that into better players that can help us win now?
Oh, Peter Mrazek, that's what. 248-539-9797. I will get to, I'm sorry, I'm on one today.
No, you are, but
all
you know
your, this is what happens when construction's everywhere. All your phone calls coming up next. Straight to the people. You missed anything? Odyssey.com. Rewind. What can we learn from the Panthers? I hesitate from using the dynasty phrase, but they have made three straight cup finals. They've won two of them. For me, it's that only 20% of the Panthers were drafted. It's really about pro scouting. It's about the trading, the signing, you know, acquiring a Brian Bennett for basically next to nothing, landing a Bobrovsky when I still can't believe he wasn't, you know, basically a flyer for life. The point is, look, they do the things that need to be done. They're shrewd at the pro level. Yes, I understand there's no state tax. That helps you in free agency. I can't deny it. But it's been the main sticking point for me with Yzerman has been the pro scouting. The trades have been terrible. The signings have been terrible. And for this summer, like, what has to be done for him to earn your trust back? Look, if you're still on board, I don't think it makes you a bad person. That's not what I'm saying. But I think it's totally okay to say, you know what? Steve's got to prove he's still the goods. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what you want to say about how difficult a rebuild it was, and it was difficult, we can't be where we are now, still having year seven starting, and you're a bottom five Stanley Cup team. Like that's not good enough. People, it's a fashion hat, by the way. I like that. I know it's Golden Grizzlies, but it's not terrible. Jason, 97.1. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Cleared the bar.
Thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
It's beyond frustrating, you know. I think anybody else, if they didn't have, like, the city pedigree of what Yzerman did as a player, they would have been thrown the door a long time ago. I mean, just on the trading record itself. I mean, the Petrie contract, the Justin Hall contract, Gustafson. I mean, these guys are bottom defensemen, and you want to bring these guys in to kind of mold Sider and Edvinsson. It's just negligence. I mean, he needs to do something, and now to be having, like, the shit talking going with Larkin, it's trade him. I mean, I think you got to do something big. It's time to do something.
Here's all I would tell you. Look, Jason, I said this to a caller yesterday, and it was on a totally unrelated sport, but I'd said I'm not a big believer in sacred cows. I just think it's okay to have discussions ever so privately about every guy in your organization. And I mean every guy. Now, I'm not qualified to tell you whether trading Dylan Larkin is absolutely the right move, the wrong move, or somewhere in between. It probably lies on the in-between. Jason, they got to have an internal conversation of, can Dylan Larkin be a first-line player on a Stanley Cup winning team? I lean no to that. I think he's a good player. I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. But That doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. But, Jason, I would tell you this. The state of this franchise and where it is, they're in their longest playoff drought in the history of this storied franchise. Jason, if you're not having at least a conversation privately about every guy, then you're not doing your job.
Exactly.
So, no, I'm with you in that regard. And I don't recoil when people call up and bring it up. I also don't do this full throttle endorsement of it. I'm not saying this is what must... No, but I'm not offended by it.
No.
You want to talk about it, talk about it. And no, I don't care that he's from Waterford. I don't care that he likes Meyer. I don't care that he went to U of M. None of these things matter to me. It's business. So, look, bold moves can look a million different ways. I don't know that trading your captain's the best idea unless you can tell me what the hell I'm getting for it. And I'm taking a step backwards.
Right.
I don't know. But I don't think it's wrong to bring it up.
No, and like I said, I don't think that they... Look, there's trouble in paradise. So I have no idea what was going
on. Yeah, and look, they've got an offseason to try to fix it. I just don't know what you can say other than it must be a very impactful summer. If that somehow upsets you, that's fine.
No, but we've been saying that for the last two summers, and we've really gotten nothing. So, yeah, that's why it's like, okay, this summer, the little small moves, the benefit of the doubt, that kind of went out the window. Now you need to see something.
Yeah, it's kind of to the point to where, you know, that's just the story of Ekblad being in the top three. You know what? Make it happen. I don't want to hear the new or a report. Oh, they're going to be a bridesmaid. Make it happen. It's what I want. I want to hear the news that it happened.
And that's fine, but Ekblad would only represent a piece of the offseason, a much needed one.
You're right.
Especially on the blue line. But I mean, David, I'm with you in that I thought we would be able to recruit better, but the reality is they haven't wanted to hand out the term.
It feels like I was lied to because I was always told, once we get a new arena, they'll be coming. They're coming. Where are they?
Well, look.
It's part of it. I know there's a lot more.
Both things can be true. I think if you're going to suggest the building phase, well, then you have to just tell me, okay, well, we're giving Steve 10 years to do this. I don't believe in that. And that's fine. We can believe in different things. I can't say they're not building a really nice farm system. That would be a lie. I'd be lying to my audience. I'm not going to do that. But I don't think that translates into you being in contention for anything real anytime soon.
I mean, it's a nice farm system, but it still kind of feels like spin the wheel on who's your goalie.
Well, that's factual because Kosa has not been and is not now here. I'd like to believe he'll play a meaningful role next year, but I don't know any guarantee in that.
If we're waiting that long for him, geez, what, Augustine will be here, what, 2032?
Okay, yeah, okay. Right around Chris Rodriguez with the Tigers. Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. I was wondering if I could get you guys to join me in the Wayback Machine and go back to last year.
Okay.
Personally, my biggest goal for Yzerman last year was to lock up Raymond and Sider on long-term contracts that will look better with a rising cap. And I think he did that.
He did.
In spades. And I think one of the other comments that was made in the last 20 minutes was that this isn't the time to have rookies coming into the team in year seven. Getting further in the Wayback Machine, when Yzerman came in here, there was nobody in the farm system. Our cupboards were absolutely bare. Now, I wish that we were able to see Marco Casper earlier. I wish we were able to see Danielson a little bit this season. But I love what I saw from Casper. I love what I saw from Evanston. You're 100% right. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and pro scouting is bad. I'll never defend the Jake Walman trade
Look, the Walman thing, let's be fair, too. Look, Chris, we all know the reasons he was dealt. It just makes you wonder. I mean, my God, how bad of a guy was he? But to see him go plus 12 in 16 playoff games and do it with a Stanley Cup final team, yeah, it hurts. It does. But it's only a microcosm of the macro. I think in the grand scheme of things, Chris, I'm more upset with a roster full of the Andrew Copps and the Tarasenkos and the Mrazics of the world. Chris, obviously you're a big hockey guy. Don't tell me you weren't scratching your head with some of those things.
Oh, no. So I would have been much happier if early in the offseason last year, we overpaid Sider and Raymond, so we knew what our cap situation looked like, so we could have had those conversations with Ghost and Perron, rather than having them go elsewhere and then looking for the scraps. So I'm not going to be a fanboy and say that Eisman's never done anything wrong, but I'm just going to kind of try to call balls and strikes.
Yeah, and you're right to do it, Chris. He's done some things really well, including the drafting at the high end. The problem is what you said, the glacial pace that they've brought some of these kids along, the fact that he hasn't weaponized any of the draft picks to acquire players to get us closer. Look, you're right. It's a nuanced conversation. It's not black and white. But it's okay to say at this point, it's way more bad than good. And that's just where I've arrived at. What do they got to do to fix it? Well, if it's not having a big summer, I'd love to have somebody give me an idea. 97.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.